Ketchikan,
Kotzebue,
Dillingham,
Sitka,
Chugiak,
Fairbanks,
Fort Yukon,
Wrangell,
Barrow,
Unalaska, Dutch Harbor,
Alaknarechamute.
This is AK on Alaska News Nightly. I'm Eric Newman. This week on AK, Fish Camp. Dotting the coastline of Cook Inlet, from Nanilchik to Nikiski, are some of the Kenai Peninsula's oldest businesses. Many of these commercial fish camps are still owned and operated by the families that started them two or three generations ago. KDLL's Shailen Cochran has a closer look at the family traditions that are at the center of the culture of set netting.
Nobody can sleep through that, can they?
No. No,
on this section of beach near the mouth of the Kasilof River, generations of commercial fishermen are back for another season. And this is their version of an alarm clock, sure, pelting the front of a cabin with beach rocks until its occupant, no doubt groggy from a long day of hauling in sockeye, comes out, if for no other reason than to stop the barrage.
Yeah, and we just throw rocks at them and they learn really fast. Yeah.
As I've seen some of these camps in action this summer, the thing that sticks out the most is the distinct culture around each one. There are actually a couple of camps here, but the crews mingle freely and they share a lot. You might call Nancy Taylor the matriarch of this clan. She and her husband Alec bought the site 30 years ago. They didn't plan to fish, but eventually they did get a permit and learned the ropes from a guy named Harry Nan, who, as Nancy explains, didn't really do much to help flatten out the learning curve. Routine duties like picking buoys out of the water were mastered through trial and error.
So we went out there. I had a skiff. I was in it all by myself, a little tiny skiff. And then he and Alec were in another one. And I grabbed a hold of the buoy and I just went around and around and around. I couldn't get it in the boat.
Taylor fishes next to the Johnston family. They call themselves the Salmon People. They fished for Alec and Nancy Taylor for a few years before buying their own site. Now the second generation is fishing, and a third generation is, well, they're kids, so mostly they're just playing on the beach. But that's really the essence of what most of these camps are all about, family. For 3 months each year, family come from all over, or very close friends, and they spend the summer on the beach.
This is our tool shed.
This site is the product of 3 decades of additions, rebuilds, and quick fixes. There's a row of disheveled-looking cabins backed up along the bluff, and each one has its own personality. Some have their own names. Some of those names can't be repeated on the radio. It's a kind of lifestyle living out on the beach, and a Spartan one at that. They only got running water about a decade ago.
This is an old buoy that they used to use, and they turned that, Mel turned that into a sink.
Yeah, that was great.
Yeah, this is our cook shack.
About a 45-minute drive up the beach to Salamatoff, it's largely the same story for the Frostad fishing crew. Sarah Frostad Hudkins and her husband Jason are the third generation, and their kids are crew members now. Her grandfather built the cabin that they all stay in 90 years ago.
And it's emotional to me in, like, the weirdest way, because it's, you don't get to play and work with your kids like this anyplace else. We were talking before you came down, it's like my happiest moments have been here. My scariest moments have been here.
Like a lot of set netters, the Frostad crew has other work the rest of the year. Fishing being what it is, there's just no guarantee that a summer's work will pay enough to get you through the year. In 2012, Alaska Fish and Game managers were concerned about alarmingly low returns of king salmon, and set netters were only allowed in the water for a few brief fishing periods. It was hardly enough to pay for the gas in their boats. In the off-season, the crew scatters a bit, mostly down to Washington State, where Sarah's daughter, Shayla, is going to school to become a teacher. That way she can come back every summer and be with the family.
It's like the most unique time you can have with your family. It's something that everyone can do and everyone can partake in. It's just so unique, and I know I would come up here even if I didn't make an ounce of anything. I would just come up here because I love it, and I get to spend every day with my family, working hard, playing hard, having fun, laughing, maybe a couple tears, just a little bit of everything.
Back down in Coho, my nickel tour of the camp is wrapped up, and I'm thinking about trying to get one of their beach games started. Maybe a game of the Wheel of Misfortune.
I walk away. Once that wheel starts spinning, I walk away.
It takes a lot more whiskey, and not a 5 a.m. set, usually.
Okay, no taker. Sounds like that's not something that would be good to do on a school night. So instead, they cap the night by pulling out the guitars.
Your tiny eyes looked up at me. The bottom of my boat, they spoke to me. They said I know where I'm going. I'm headed up back to the river.
For AK, I'm Shaylin Cochran.
Back to the river.